Today, we'd like to see the title of Other Gods in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 1 to 18. To online with the people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, you shall not listen to the words of a dead prophet or a dead dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. What does it mean to test you or to prove you? Question 2, in verse 6. If your brother, the son of your mother, your son, or your daughter, the wife of your bosom, or your friend who is as your own soul, secretly entices you or thirsts you, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, neither you nor your fathers. In this Old Testament time, how should the Israelites have done, and why? And in the New Testament time of grace, how should we do? Question 3, in verse 17. So none of the accursed things shall remain in your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show your mercy, have compassion on you, and multiply you, just as he swore to your fathers. What does God want Israelites and us to be? In the last time we saw Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 8, you shall not at all do as we are doing here today, every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. We as the children of God should do whatever is right in the sight of God rather than in our own sights. Now, verse 1, if there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, the sign or the wonder is true, but it misleads to other gods, of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. A true prophet leads to faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. But whoever leads to others, such as church, membership, or a certain denomination, or a donation, or something else other than God, is a false prophet. Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, because Peter confessed Jesus, the Son of the living God and Messiah. And on this rock, this Peter's confession, Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. John chapter 21, verse 17. Jesus said to him, Peter, after the resurrection, the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because Jesus said to Peter the third time, do you love me? And Jesus said, Peter said to Jesus, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. not your ship. Then, verse 3, you shall not listen to the words of a dead prophet or a dead dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing or proving you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. In order to test or prove your heart to love God with all your heart and your soul, that's why God gave allowed these false prophets to say to worship other gods. So first of all, we should establish what you are or being in your love fellowship with God in Christ. Joshua chapter 22, verse 5, but take a careful heed to the commandments and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandment, to hold firmly or fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. First of all, we should be in love fellowship with God in Christ. That is what you are, not what you do. So first of all, what you are, then is the product of what you are, or product or evidence of the being, the spiritual work coming out to neighbor, not flesh work. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have a fellowship with us. So fellowship among Christians, other Christians. And truly our fellowship from where? Our fellowship from with the God the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So fellowship not extending to non-Christian, but relationship may be existent with the non-Christians. So first of all, we have a fellowship is a communion. In association. So we are the one body of the God in Christ with us. That is a relationship, the spiritual fruit, agape love, they're coming from God, that is overflowing to neighbors. So first of all, we are sharing God's love with other saints, other Christians. That's called fellowship. Then the next step is giving the agape love to neighbor, including non-Christian. That's why we are preaching gospel to the lost sheep, also giving food, clothes to non-Christian too. Because the bottom line, we want to deliver them, guide them to Christ. Then is also James chapter 2, verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. This works is a spiritual works, not fleshy, coming from the being, the fellowship between you and God in Christ. Then verse 4, you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandment and obey his voice. You shall serve him or worship him and hold firmly to him because you love the Lord with all your heart and your soul. Then the product or the evidence of that being coming out. So therefore, the product of being is you keep God's commandment, obey God's voice. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreamers, here false prophet, shall be put to death, subject to death penalty, because he has spoken in order to turn you away from the Lord your God, and brought you out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of bondage, to entice you, or thrust, or trick you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk, so you shall put away the evil from your midst, in order to purify Israelites or keep holy. Matthew chapter 16, verses 11 and 12. How is it you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread, but to be aware of the leaven like yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Pharisees, a different doctrine. The God's word plus their own tradition has equal authority to God's word. So add something else to God's word. Sadducees, basically, Sadducee doctrine, take it out God's word, spiritual word from God's word. That's a Sadducees. So different doctrine. So then they understood that Jesus did not tell them to beware of the leaven of the bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. So different doctrine. That is leaven. That's evil. So put away, take away the evil. Matthew chapter 18 verse 6, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. So therefore, Jesus disliked the stumbling block to trick or to entice a lady born-again Christian, but baby Christian, to worship other gods. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. Your glorying is not good. Your pride is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven, your pride, considered as a little leaven or considered an evil, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. A little leaven leavens the whole lump, lump over flour. Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with all the leaven, which means God doesn't allow any compromise, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So that's why God put away the evil from your midst. So there is a false prophet in the Old Testament time is subject to death penalty by stone. Verse 6, if your brother, this is a question too, if your brother, the son of your mother, your son or your daughter, the wife of your bosom, or your friend, very close friend, who is as your own soul, secretly entices you or tricks you, saying, let us go and worship other gods. So in the Old Testament time, you shall surely kill him. Old Testament time, first step, you shall surely kill him. In verse 9, because God wanted to develop the nation of Israel through which the Messiah might come. But in the New Testament time, if your family member asked you sweetly to worship Allah, so how should you do? You should not kill him right away. Pray for yourself and him or her, the persuader. Then search the Bible and correct him. Mark chapter 14, verse 38. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation, lest you are enticed or tricked. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. because he's my family member in the flesh week. That's what we require is prayer. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Take the helmet of salvation, so assurance of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Supplication is a fervent prayer. In the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance or all patience and supplication, fervent prayer for all the Christians, including the other Christians, not to be contaminated by trickeries, entices. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is discerning, is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. So that's why we are using, you know, the counsel of God. Whole counsel of God is the Bible. That's discerner. So somebody trick you, you may meditate God's word and pray, you know, for yourself and praying for the persuader. Then 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25, in the New Testament time of grace, in humility, in a humble heart, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance, God might change the persuader's heart to repent so that they may know the truth. So in humility, correct him, pray for him. Then also, Jesus gave a certain procedure, Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 to 17. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Please tell him, you are wrong, you know, you go to church, you know, how come you ask me to worship, you know, other God, you know, so, or, you know, to go to palm reader, you know, kind of thing, sorcery, you know, kind of thing. So, you know, first time. Then if he hears you, the tricker, family member hears you, you have gained your brother. That game is over. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouths of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. Maybe other, you know, Christians, saints, other family members. So here my brother says something like that. It's right, you know, so the other Christians also, you know, praying, you know, bringing Bible, you know, those become witness. And if he refuses to hear them, but if he hears them, so game is over. But third step, if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church here, to the church board. But if he refuses even to hear the church board, but hear the church board, then game is over. But if not, let him be to you like a hidden non-Christian and a tax collector. That is a non-Christian. This one's there. That is in the New Testament time of grace. Not kill him immediately. That's Old Testament time. Now is verse 7. Of the gods of the people which are all around you, near to you, or far off from you, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth, you shall not consent to him, the tricker, or listen or hearken to him, nor shall you I pity him, nor shall you spare him or conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. All the test time, kill him. Your hand shall be first against him to put him to death, and then the hand of all the people. So all the people follow you who stone him with stones. And you shall stone him with stones until he dies, because he sought to trick you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So all Israel shall hear and fear, and not again do such wickedness as this among you. Like a punitory damage, exemplary sentence, punishment, death penalty. So then his Israel people fear wholly to God. Verse 12, if you hear someone in one of your cities, which the Lord your God gives you to dwell in, saying, if you hear a rumor about entire citizens of a city worship other God, corrupt men have gone out from among you and enticed you, the inhabitants of their city, that meaning their city citizens, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known. Verse 14, then you shall inquire, search out, and ask diligently, and it is indeed true and certain. So you should check whether or not the rumor is true. If it is indeed true or certain, without doubt, 100% sure, so obviously it takes time, then with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying it, utterly destroy entire citizens, all that is in it, and its livestock, so including domestic animals as well, also all possession of materials as well, with the edge of the sword, and you shall gather all its plunder or spoils into the middle of the street and completely burn with fire the city and all its plunder or its spoils. For the Lord your God, it shall be a heap forever. It shall not be built again. So completely wipe out the citizens and the wealth possessions. So no compromise. Then verse 17, question 3. So none of the accursed things shall remain in your hand. Don't touch even the accursed things, because God wants to keep Israel to be holy or pure. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2. Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. 1 Peter in New Testament time, chapter 1, verse 21-23. Who brought to him, Philip, in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Our faith, our hope is in God through Jesus Christ. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren. So if you obey the truth, which is the word of God, in Spirit with the sincere heart, that is a purifying process. Love one another fervently with a pure heart. This love, agape love again. First of all, the being between you and God, the love of fellowship, one union, that is established. That is our life, Christian life, ultimate goal. We are always what you are, is like, just like Jesus Christ. That kind of being that is automatically come out, overflow to saints and non-Christian neighbors as well. Having been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So verse here, the Lord may turn from fierceness of his anger and show your mercy. So if you keep purity or holiness, have compassion on you and multiply you, just as God swore. God made irrevocable promise to your fathers. Verse 18, because you have listened to the voice of the Lord your God to keep all his commandments, which I command you today, to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God. Because the last time we said, you know, Israel people did what is right in the eyes of man. But here, what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God. So let's see each question briefly. In verse 3, you shall not listen to the words of dead prophet or dead dreamer of dreamers, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. What does it mean to test you? Which means God allows the false prophet to trick you, to entice you, in order to test or prove what you are in close love fellowship with God the Father in Jesus Christ to us. We got question 2 in verse 6. If your brother, the son of your mother, your son, or your daughter, the wife of your bosom, or your friend who is at your own soul, secretly enticed you or thrust you, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, neither you nor your fathers. In this Old Testament time, how should the Israelites have done and why? Because that is the family member did, so you should kill him by stone immediately and followed by other Congress members all together. So who recognize that family member's enticer? So why? Because God wants to keep Israel in purity through which Messiah would come in the New Testament time. And in the New Testament time of grace, how should we do? First of all, watch and pray for yourself and to persuade your member. Then is meditating the Word of God. That's the discerner. Then, in humility, you correct him, pray for him to change his heart. If God changed his heart and he would repent, so you will gain your Christian brother. So question 3 in verse 17. So none of the accursed things shall remain in your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show your mercy, have compassion on you, multiply you, just as he swore to your fathers. What does God want Israelites and us to be? God wants Israelites to be holy or pure. So as well as to us too. So only we can be holy, pure, in the close fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, then purifying by obeying the truth in the Spirit. Let's sing song all together on bulletin.